Turkish voters will be headed to the polls again this month. Turkish President Recep Tayyip Erdogan led in Sunday's election but failed to win an outright majority. He'll face off with rival Kemal Kılıçdaroğlu in a runoff election on May 28th. Now, it's a pivotal contest that's being watched around the world. Joining us now to talk about what's at stake is Alper Josh Kuhn. He's a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a retired Turkish diplomat. Alper, despite polls suggesting that Erdogan was lagging, preliminary results from Sunday's vote show that he came out 5% ahead. So what do you think makes up for that?
Yes, that caught everyone off guard because most pollsters were expecting Kılıçdaroğlu to fare much better than this. Erdogan seems to have been able to tap into the public sentiments better than the opposition had. And, you know, he has a very strong record of political success, and he's achieved another one in this election.
Is it because possibly his 20 years there? I mean, could that have had anything to do with it?
Well, it wasn't a level playing field, obviously, because he had the full force of the state behind him. He has more than 90% of media coverage focusing on his words. So he controlled the information domain very significantly, and he was able to put his narrative out there.
What's at stake for Turkey in this election?
A lot is at stake, not only for Turkey, but also for beyond. You know, Erdogan came to power 20 years ago. He was seen as an inspiration both within and outside of Turkey as a reformer. He was advocating democratic reforms. He was advocating Turkey to join the European Union. He was really a source of inspiration in a country that is predominantly Muslim, NATO member, Western-leaning. But his trajectory changed over time, and he is no longer seen very much as a like-minded person among Turkey's Western allies. There's been democratic backsliding. There's been misconduct in many ways. And we've seen in the latest earthquakes how the functioning of the government and its efficiency is really lackluster because the reaction of government agencies and the government itself in the relief efforts during the earthquakes showed that there was a lot of problems in the centralized form of government that Erdogan has advocated in the executive presidential system that he transitioned Turkey to.
So depending on who wins, what would be at stake for the U.S.?
Well, Turkey's foreign policy trajectory obviously will determine on who is the president in this system. It really is the office of the president that makes the calls. Erdogan, as I said, you know, initially, he's had a good relationship and good standing, including with the U.S., but with a changing trajectory and more disruptive actions on his part. I think, though the U.S. or Europe doesn't say it in so many words, they wouldn't have minded a change in political guard in Turkey.
Now, Erdogan accused the opposition of working with President Biden to defeat him. So I'm wondering what that means or what that says about the state of relations between the U.S. and Turkey.
Yeah, I think there's a little bit of background to that because before Biden came into office, he did make a statement. He referred to Erdogan as an autocrat and suggested that the United States should support the opposition in Turkey. And that actually, you know, is a thread that is very useful in domestic politics. And Erdogan has capitalized on that. He has been referring to that, suggesting that the opposition is working in tandem with foreign forces against him. And that galvanizes his public support and consolidates his base. And he's done that during this campaign as well.
We talked about what's at stake for Turkey, what's at stake for the U.S. What about a loss for Erdogan? What would that mean for NATO?
Well, the opposition has put forward a foreign policy agenda that seems to imply that they would reorient Turkey, not forfeiting its relations and the significance of its engagement with countries like Russia or even with China, but making Turkey's position in the Western security architecture more central, implying obviously that Turkey would be acting less as a disruptive force, including within the alliance.
Would it be a big shift, you think?
In some ways, yes. In some ways, no. Because despite Erdogan's rhetoric, Turkey has been fulfilling its commitments within the alliance, but on different areas. For example, Sweden's desire to join the alliance. It has been creating a little bit of difficulty for the alliance. So I think there would be a significant shift. The problems that Turkey has with its European allies, even with the U.S., I think would become more manageable, so the relationship would become more predictable and easier to handle, despite many challenges that would probably continue to exist.
So if Erdogan stays in power, do you foresee challenges for the West?
Yes, because one can expect him to continue this trajectory. You know, Turkey and its Western allies and the United States have settled into a transactional relationship, and that's really not a resilient form of relationship. It's more unpredictable, and I presume that should Erdogan remain in power, that would not change much.
Alper Josh Kuhn is a senior fellow at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace and a retired Turkish diplomat. Thanks a lot.